after we had a framework of the Rambam with
no,
the
I don't think
it's
so.
Different. Okay.
I think it's a different thing.
Yeah, because the idea was unclear to me about what exactly it means to come. Like, it just seemed like kind of artificial to say that if you have the idea of it, like, we can bypass the requirement for Malcolm enough, you know, nice itself.
Is that what you think?
No, I just, I wasn't, I didn't
follow
through.
It seemed like it comes out, that was saying that was the kli is a type of a place to put the thing down in. Right? The kli is a type of an object to put the thing down in. Right? And this makom is a type of a makom, because it's closed off.
Right.
The only thing is that the makom itself is not a place to put it down.
Right.
Right. So could you say the kli? Could you use the kli for the ma'isa hanacha and the makom for the makom hanacha?
But yet it would still be that the thing is being the echoes is being strapped to the rishus. Like
yeah. Because you need both. You need both. A derech matzniyah would need both, he's saying. It needs to be in a retrievable place and on a solid surface. So I have a solid surface and a retrievable place, but not in the same object.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So what did you work on here? Did you do that little? Did you look at the big form of sources, or we don't want to?
We don't.
Not into it. Okay. Just tell you what I think, or you want to save it for another?
We didn't think about it at all.
Huh?
We save it for another time.
Save it for another. Okay. All right. So the Gemara says that it's clear according to Ben Azai why you putter. That makes sense. Why you putter according to Ben Azai? Because you never had an Akira in a Rishus HaYachid and a Hanocha in a Rishus HaRabu. You had actually an Akira and a Hanocha from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, and an Akira and a Hanocha from the Karmelis to Rishus HaRabu. But you didn't have one Akira and a Hanocha, one pair, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabu. Okay. So that makes sense why you're potter, right? But because it's just impossible to be chayav going to Ben Azai in this situation. But according to the Rabbanon, even though it's possible, even though you can have an Akira in the Rishus HaYachid and a Hanocha in the Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara still doesn't know why you should be chayav necessarily. It says, how do you know that this is still chayav in this case? It's true you have an Akira Rosh HaSiyachid and an Anacha Rosh HaSiyachid, but how do you know you chayav in this case? Why is this case different? So Rashi says that in this case, so the Gemara says that what? El Rabbana Nehi Nami Den Kosovi Mahalich Lav Ke'ome Domi. So therefore you can have an Akira Rosh HaSiyachid and you're not going to have an Anacha until you get to the Rosh HaSiyachid. But still the Gemara says, Hechi Hecho Ashkachno Kai Gavno Dechayev. Where do you find a case like this that you chayev? Funny question. Where do you find a case like this that you chayev? So what's this? What's like this mean? So Rashi says, Dimafsiko Rishuso Achriti, that there's a hefsik of a Rishus. There's another Rishus in the middle. So you did an Akira in the Rishus HaYachid. You did the Anocha in the Rishus HaRabim. But there's an intervening Rishus.
Very nice.
So Heicho Eshkechon Kai Gavna de Mafsiko Rishus HaAchriti Michayev. Where do you find a case like this? Like, where are we going to look? Where do you find a case like this that there's a hefsek rishus and you still chayev? Why not? Why shouldn't you be chayev? Dilma lo chayve rachmona ella bimotzi mirishus hayachid lirishus harabim behedja. What does that mean? Maybe the Torah only is mechayev you when you take it from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim Behedya. What does that mean?
Pure.
Huh?
Like pure.
Pure.
Directly.
Directly. But what kind of a svara is that? I mean, how can you be mechalik? How could you be mechalik? I mean, in Malacha, it would seem to be the same exact thing. You oker it from Rosh Hashanah, and you may niach in Rosh Hashanah. You changed its quality of muckle from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference where I was traveling in between? Yeah.
Why can't they just say here that's not what they did in Mishkan?
Good question.
I got a quick case over there on the board. Like, why? I mean, that's what they did. They directly took it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
They didn't stop off in a
harmless
in between.
That's a good question. I mean, the Chornam are bothered with that.
The lady mentioned like before that you have to. That, in other words, if you want to get Philip like this, the reads like the Cantor guy's question. There has to be like a conceptual difference. You know what I mean? Like you can't just say, well, they didn't do that in Mishkan. Well, you're not moving Krushim here. You know, so maybe you shouldn't be here either. You know, so it seems like it has to be a conceptual difference. You know, like we mentioned that like a week ago. There has to be a conceptual difference, or else, it doesn't make sense. You can't just say, they didn't do that in Mishkan, you know what I mean?
To answer your question, I mean,
the Achronim do talk about that. The Achronim talk about factually, maybe they did do that. How do you know? Because the tents, they took it from the tents to the Mishkan. They took it from the tents to Marachon Levia. So they try to work it out. You mean nobody walked through another guy's front yard, you know? The Achronim will work on that. I think there's a famous Shua talking about that. Yeah, because there's all the tents, there must have been spaces between the tents that are not Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rab. Anyway, yeah.
No, so here, you by ordinary malachos, you just have one Maisa Malacha, right? And then that's it. Right? But here you have a Malacha with two components, right? So it seems like the topic of the Gemara is saying that if you can find something that's that breaks the tzirf between, you know, the Akira and the Hanacha, then you don't have one unified process of Malacha anymore, so you can't be high for that. And then the Gemara is going through and seeing what, you know, the fact that there's a shrus in between, the Gemara is going to go see what about that is going to be mafzik between your break the tzirf between your Akira and your Hanacha. You know, like first it says that it's the fact that you have a halicha of patur, you know. And then the fact that you have a rishus, a subjective rishus, you know, and it goes through these things.
A question on that. Are you saying that the Gemara's cases...
Where's Nisan, by the way?
He's sick.
Yeah.
Are telling you why it would be a hafzik, or what would constitute a hafzik? And couldn't it be that there's one idea of why it would be a hafzik? The question is just which kind of rishus would constitute a hafzik?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Are you asking if the different hafzik would reflect on a different idea of what the Malacha of Hatzalah is? Like that, I don't know. Like, you know, or it could just be different. I'm not sure.
Right.
I mean, you could say that.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying it has. I mean, the Gemara is saying it's a hefsik, and the Rishus is. And so you're saying when it says that there's that the Rishus is mafsik.
Right.
It's not a problem that the object is going from a Rishus that's not directly next to the Rishus to the other Rishus. Problem is that by going through the middle Rishus. No, it's not a problem in the qualification of the object. The object is completely changed its quality from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim.
Right, it's just that.
It's not like if it was in a Rishus HaYochid that was bordering a Karmelis, it's a different type of a Shem Rishus HaYochid. How do you know that's the. But it's a question of. You have to be Mitztaref, the Akira and the Hanocha together.
Right.
You have to be Mitztaref, the Akira and the Hanocha. And maybe if you go through another Rishus, that's a mafsik between the Akira and the Anacha. That's what Matt is saying. That's just wants to set up the whole, the next two, the two cases over here. I think Mark tries to prove it wrong.
The question is obviously, like, why? Who cares? You still have the question.
Well, who cares what?
In what way is it a hefsek? I mean, it doesn't seem to be relevant to the definitions of those two maisim of the your akira and your hanacha.
Well, I mean,
so it's a little bit hard to know exactly what the Gemara's question was, right? It's a little bit hard to know exactly, and Rashi doesn't really define it.
Right.
He just says that there being an intervening Rishus will prevent it from being a direct Akira and Anacha from Rishus Yachatech Shura. It will prevent it. Maybe it has to be a direct thing.
Right. But the way,
right?
Or the way I was looking at, when we got to the first possibility, then I was taking Rashi there as an elaboration on what exactly the problem, like, meaning over here he's being general in the statement, because the Rishus is going to be, the fact that there's a Rishus in between is going to be a problem, but it's unclear what that problem is. And then in this first Rashi and the next stuff, then he spells out.
Okay, so that's right. So I was going to say, that now in this type of a Gemara, it would seem the better approach is a little bit of a backwards approach. If you could see what the Gemara is saying is not a problem, the Gemara is trying to come and say, no, it's not a problem, I'll prove it to you from here. Then we can see what their problem was.
Yeah.
Rashi right now is not really defining what the problem is. He's defining the facts that could create a problem, and he's defining the case that has no problem, right? Saying Hefsik Mafsik Rishus could create a problem because it's not direct, but he's not telling you theoretically what the problem of not being direct is, right? It's a little confusing. Let's see if we can dig it out over here. Let's see if we can dig it out. So, someone want to take over now? Somebody want to take over here? Yitzi?
Not
up to it? Not up today? Still alive today? Okay.
Okay.
Midi Dehavi, Amavi Ochevitz, Rishus Rabin.
Okay, so Rav Safra says, "Name Rav Ami, name Rav Yochanan." That there's no problem here. There's no problem here at all. Why? It's just like you have to be careful with this Rashi. That's what I told you the Tosis, because I'll explain so you understand what the proof is from, right? It would be if a guy was Mavir and Rishus Harabim Yoser Midalat Amos. So that's the important part. It would be just like a case if a guy walked 5 amos in Rishus Rabim. Right? He's Vadai Chayev. There's no question about it. If you pick up the object at ground zero, right, and you walk to 5 and put it down, you're Chayev. Okay. Go ahead. Finish the Rashi. B'chol
kama.
But nonetheless, as long as you're not putting it down, you're potter.
Obviously.
And when you do put it down, you're chayev. Okay, it's very important. I mean, so what's he saying? So he's saying, because he's trying to explain, that was when the Gemara is bringing this case as a proof, it's saying this case is exactly analogous to the problem that you are mentioning in our case. So what's the problem? So he's saying the problem is that there's a hefsek. There's a hefsek. Where's the hefsek? The time that you're walking, right, that you could have put it down in Minchayev. Since there's a time, if I walk 5 amos in Rishus HaRabim, so what am I doing? Once I hit Dalid, Amad Dalid, right, and I continue walking, so all of that walking is really a hefsek, he's saying. In some sense, you can look at that walking as a hefsek.
The walking after
The walking Dalid, after right. Dalid is a hefsek. Why? Because it's preventing me from being chayav. Right? It's preventing me from being chayav. I really should be chayav. If I would stop now, I would be chayav. But I'm doing something, so I'm potter. And then when I put it down, then I'm chayav. But you see, there was an intervening activity from the time I could have been chayav to the time I was chayav. So to here. When I leave my house, right? When I leave my house, I'm potter. When I leave my house, what?
You said it at least sounds like the case over here is in terms of activity, whereas the case
previously was more of a case of.
He's saying,
Shiras.
What's the difference if I'm mafsik a hiluch? It sounds like Rashi saying it's a mafsik of the hiluch, right?
Right.
If the hiluch is a mafsik. Right.
Which is different. That's what you're doing. Rishus achrisi.
No. Rishus achrisi is the fact that creates the problem.
Right. Right.
But what is the problem? The problem is you're going to do a hiluch.
So now you're doing a hiluch.
A hiluch.
This is not contributing to the malacha. This is not.
A hiluch that's not contributing to the malacha. Still hard, a little hard to figure out. Let's see, right. Gemara continues in the analogy. Hasam.
Hasam lav. Afagav de kamed nakad le. Ba'azel pater. Kimanach le chay.
So over there, by the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim case, isn't it true that as long as you're walking, you're pater, right? And when you put it down, you're chayav. I'm sorry, maybe I phrased it improperly. Maybe I phrased it improperly. In other words, I think I said one thing that maybe is throwing everything off here. That factually, while he's walking from 4 to 5, he's pater. And when he puts it down at 5, he's chayav. We don't care about if he would put it down. Maybe I think I said that. I don't care about what would happen. I'm not looking at what would happen if he would put it down. All we need to know is this. That while he's walking from 4 to 5, he's pater. Right? And when he puts it down, he's chayav. So too over here. What do I care? In other words, so what does that show you? That shows you that hiluch that your putter in is not a hefsik in the hanacha. So too here. I pick it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I walk. It's true I'm putter the whole time I'm walking. When I put it down, I'm chayev. In other words, there's nothing wrong with saying that I'm picking it up, I'm walking and I'm putter, and I put it down and I'm chayev. You have that case every time. Dalet and five amos, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what's the problem here? I pick it up. So what are you telling me the problem is? Because when I'm walking, I'm delaying. Okay, so can we?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say it without defining it. I want to see what you have to say. It's impossible though. I see. Good. Hachanami lo shma. Right. Okay. So what's the Gemara's? What's the comparison? Sounds very hard to understand. What's the comparison? Doesn't sound like we like comparison. What's the comparison, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, just it seems like you're doing a halicha here. He's saying that you're doing a halicha here that is not a cause of you being chayev, right? I mean, your first four amos were the malacha, and now you have an extra amma that's not, that itself is not.
Isn't that completely different from our case? So how is it comparable? How is it comparable to our case?
Because here also you have a halicha through the karmelis, that is
let's flip it around for a second.
Okay.
Let's flip it around to the other side. What is the Gemara saying in the question now? What did the Gemara demand in the question? In other words, the answer is trying to remove a problem. It's trying to remove a possible requirement. Saying, don't say you need this idea of behedja. Right? Don't tell me that the karmelis is that you putter when you go from Rosh Hashanah Yachid through a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because it's not behedja. You're not going directly.
What is behedja?
Right? One second. Because you're not going directly. I'll show you. You don't need that. Right? Because five amos of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim proves that you don't need that. So what is that the Gemara thought you would need? Right?
Right.
What's the idea of behedja that the Gemara was contemplating?
Like qualities of chiyuv involved in his.
You understand what I'm saying, Matt?
Yeah.
Josh?
This might not be exactly. Isn't he saying like actually that you have to go from your makam of akira directly into directly into the makam of hanacha?
Right.
So here the same thing. In other words, here you have to go from the makam of akira directly to the makam of hanacha. But by in other words, he's saying you don't need that because when you're mavir dalat amos rishus arabim, right? You go from a makam of akira, then you pass a rishus, you go through another or not even a rishus, you go through another you interrupt it, and then you go into your makam hanacha. There's an interruption between going from your makam akira to your makam hanacha.
But the interruption is in your mindset. The interruption is in your mindset itself.
That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara, that's right. 4 to 5 is not behedja. Is not behedja. Now, the Gemara is saying, you need behedja. Maybe you'll say if you go through the karmelis your pater because you need it to go behedja.
Right. And then it shows you that.
Oh, I'll show you. This is not behedja. Right?
Right.
4 to 5 is not Behedja. What would be Behedja? Behedja would be put it down right at 4. Which is the next problem. In other words, let me do it. So working on your hypothesis over here, what's the problem of not being Behedja?
Right, because now you have an unproductive unproductive halicha, and then that itself is mafsik between the first, the beginning and the end of your malacha. I mean, this halicha here of this one la'ama is not essential for to be mechayev you. So that shows that that's not, doesn't partake of the quality of the malacha that is entirely productive. You know, whereas when you go behedya, that itself, there's nothing intervening. That itself is a fully...
It's an interesting thing. The Gemara does not seem to be concerned how far within the Rishus of Yachid you're starting.
Right.
Gemara only seems to be concerned with the moment you leave the Rishus, do you put it down immediately.
Right.
Nobody seems to care if you pick it up. Gemara doesn't ask the question, well, what if you pick it up 20 feet from your door and walk? Nobody's going to say that hiluch is a hefsek. The only problem is when you don't put it down immediately, that seems to be the problem.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, no, we didn't have an actual svar, but we were wondering maybe along similar lines to what Matt was saying, that normally we say that, I mean, what essentially the whole malacha is really shini rishus.
Okay.
So if the halacha comes along and says we need to halachify this with an actual maisa, so we say you have to be okerit from this rishus, and you have to do a hanacha to the other rishus.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is, those are really just like two dots at the end of a line. And if, like Matt was saying, they're not connected to something else, we don't care. If I just pick something up or if I just
dots
put it down.
Two dots at the end of a line.
A line segment. We need to have. There needs to be a connection between the Hanukkah and the Akira. They're endpoints.
Right. So they're connected to
each
other.
Right. So if you don't have a connect, right. Similar to what you were saying. So what we were wondering is that the problem with the Gemara's question that you need, this demand that you need Behedja, is that you can't tell me that you did a hanacha in the Carmelis, like the mafsik place, because then you're just starting the case over. So if the heftza was never really there, right, in the Carmelis, then how can you tell me in terms of the heftza that there was a heftza?
That seems to be like the second question. You seem to be leaning more towards the second kind of a question. The second question is concerned with the nature of the intervening makom. The first question is more basic. First question is, if right when you leave your door there's not a Rishus Yachid there, a Rishus Rabin there, the story's over. Not because you're going to be walking through an intervening thing and going to be breaking up the Akira Danacha.
No, I'm just asking from the perspective of a question that on the Gemara's requirement of Behedja, that it seems funny to say that there'd be a problem with whatever is going on here, that such that it's not Behedja, because the case is that you didn't put it down in this intervening place.
Right.
So then how can you ever say the chepta was there such that you could say there it wasn't Behedja?
So let me ask you.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean by saying the thing was not there. What do you mean?
Because you didn't stop. You didn't. The chepta was never defined as being in the thing.
So then what does... Let's twist it to another side so we can look at it a different way. What does this... According to the Gemara's question, what do you need in order to be chayev? What do you need?
Next week.
No, that's the case. But what's the maisa that you need? Which maisa is necessary to make you chayev? What's the maisa that's necessary to make you chayev?
You need a maisa shini rishus, and you need a maisa shini rishus, and if there's a hefsek in between, so that there's then there's no maisa there of shini rishus.
So what is the maisa shini rishus?
What do you mean? What's the maisa of shini rishus?
That's an abstract idea. Tell me what it means.
It means changing the object's location.
Is it? Tell me what it means.
Means changing the opposite.
You're writing the Shulchan Aruch. What do you say? Don't do.
Just rob the Rishus Yachid. Rishus Yachid. Rishus Rabin.
Pick it up.
You would lose your job right away if you were writing. That's not how you write Shulchan Aruch. What do you tell a guy? Don't do.
That's what I couldn't figure out.
Can't pick it up in Rishus Yachid and put it down in Rishus Rabin.
How?
Directly.
Okay. Good, you're getting closer. In other words, right? So,
and the same in Bob.
Okay, right? That the Shinoi Rishus, I'm not going to write Shulchan Aruch now, but just to define a little bit better. The Shinoi Rishus, like you were saying,
Must be what Misa?
One Misa.
What Misa?
The Misa.
What Misa?
I have no idea.
The Hanocha. No? In other words, the Hanocha has to be together with the Shinui Rishus. Uh-huh. What's the problem? What's the problem if I walk five Amos?
Oh, I see.
The problem is
your
that when I did the Shinui Rishus was at four. Right. But the Hanocha was not at four, the Hanocha was at five. Right. So the Shinui Rishus preceded the Maisa Hanocha. So if you reverse it, what would you require? You would require that the Hanocha must be
simultaneous
the same Maisa as the Shinui Rishus. The Hanocha has to be the Maisa of the Shinui Rishus.
And that doesn't exist in 4 to 5.
That won't exist from 4 to 5.
Now what, in the Karmelis?
Right. And that four. Certainly won't exist from the Karmelis. Once I get outside and there's a Karmelis, I know the whole thing's over. That's the end of the story. I don't have to think about it. He's going to put it down in the other. I lost the Hanocha. There's no Maisa Hanocha here. It's not possible. Because that's the definition of the Maisa Hanocha. The definition of the Maisa Hanocha is the culmination of the Shinui Rishus.
But we hold.
It's the cause of the Shinui Rishus, you could say.
But the Rabbanan don't.
The Akira sets up the Hanocha.
But the Rabbanan hold it.
I mean, keep on. Yeah.
We should be throwing off everything we know about Shinui Rishus, though, because the Rabbanan hold the Malach is not going to be dummy. So they hold the thing doesn't have a Rishus when you're okay, it doesn't have a Rishus. Until you're Meniach it. So
right.
The Hanacha is what gives it the...
But what is the Maisa Malacha? But what is the Malacha? The Malacha is... The Malacha itself is the Shinui Rishus from Rishus Yachat to Rishus Rab. Right? That's the description of the Malacha. And how do you give it a Rishus? With the Hanacha. Right? So they're saying, it's possible to say, that those two things have to coincide. The Rishus that you're giving it must itself be part of the Shinui of the Rishus. Must... be together with the mice of the Shinui Rishus. No, you're saying. Oh, yeah, no, I hear you saying.
I hear you saying. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
That's not true.
Because it was Munach. That's what I was trying to ask before.
That's not true.
Bothering me. Why not?
Because it's not physically in the Rishus Hayachid anymore.
But it's nowhere. It's
they hold
Shinui Rishus, Rishus is a reality. Shinui Rishus is.
Shinui Rishus is a reality. Correct.
Kiran Hanacha is not a halacha of Shinui Rishus. You need Shinui Rishus and a Kiran Hanacha.
You need three things. Well, I don't know how many you need. The object is Munach in Rishus HaYachid, let's say. Right? Now you're Oker it from the Rishus HaYachid. Is it still in the Rishus HaYachid? Yes, it still is in the Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
Okay? And you have to be Meniach it in the Rishus HaRabim. But could it be in the... Is it in the Rishus HaRabim before? It's Munach in the Rishus HaRabim? Yes, it is. Okay? All we were saying with the Rabban and the Benazai is that they don't hold from that idea that it has a shame Munach. That Ben Isaiah holds it always has to have an idea of Munach. It always has to be Munach somewhere. They don't hold it has to be Munach somewhere, but it is in the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid. It's just not Munach there. It's passing through.
That's what's
a visitor.
But isn't it reasonable to say, though, that, like, halachically, there has to, like, the Gavra has to be, like, Kovea. It has to be, like, Kavua.
No, they're saying like this. And I think this makes perfect sense. They're saying that the Maisa that gives it the shame of Munach in the Rishus HaYachid, right, has to be simultaneous with the Maisa of the Shinui of the Rishus. Why? That's a good question.
That's what they're saying.
But if you would look at what comes out of the requirements of this Gemara that the Gemara is proposing, and the proof that it doesn't exist from the five Amos, it would seem that not like he was saying originally, not they're worried about a tziruf. They don't even care about putting it. It's over. It's not the problem. The problem is you can't do the Hanocha. It's not the problem that you can do the Hanocha, but it's not going to be related to the Akira. That Hanocha is... That the Hanocha is really the ikar of the Maisa of Hotza. The Isser could be boiled down into a Hanocha. Of course, what is a Hanocha? That's the Maisa, right? That's why the Gemara doesn't care. The Gemara doesn't care if you picked it up 10 feet back in your house.
There's no din that the Akira has to be simultaneously with the leaving of the Rishus, right? The Akira is breaking the old shape.
But how far are you going to go with this? I mean, you have to have done the Akira.
One second. The Akira, right, it's true. You have to have Shinoi. But everything has to, the entire definition of Shinoi has to be able to exist in that last Misa. Hmm. Everything has to be a setup for that last Misa to concretize the whole Shinoi. As it can't be, it's not that there's an Akira, a Shinoi, and an Hanacha. The Hanacha must be, the Hanacha itself has to be the Shinoi Rishos.
But it is Shinoi. It's for Shinoi from the Carmelites to the Rishos Rav.
Oh, but that's not necessarily right. There's no risk like that. So the Gemara can dispose of this possibility pretty quickly. This possibility is pretty easy to dispose of.
I don't understand why we brought up this case.
Yeah.
When this is saying that this case over here is a lack in the Hanacha, but the case that we're dealing with is a lack in the Shinoi Rishos.
It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's the same. That's the possibility that Shinoi Rishos and Hanacha have to be the same thing. The Hanacha must be the cause of the Shinoi. Has to be together. Can't just be an Akira and then a Hanacha. It has to be an Akira which sets up the possibility of a Shinoi Rishos and a Maisa of Shinoi. In other words, the point is the Hanacha has to be the Maisa of Shinoi. It can't just be, and that makes sense with what we're saying, that really the idea is Shinoi Rishos, but the object, you could say, but the Isser is to make a Maisa to have a Maisa of the Shinoi Rishos. Just the walking is not a Maisa of the Shinoi Rishos. The Hanacha has to be the Maisa of the Shinoi Rishos. So that would be the same thing you can compare it to Rishos Rabbim. Because that's what we say, Lachamosh Mesina, Daladam is like a separate Rishos. But, so you see there's no din that the Hanacha has to be the cause, that the Maisa of the Hanacha has to be the same, has to be the cause of the Shinoi Rishos. It's not three Maisas. It's not three things, the Gemara is saying. That's the possibility, first possibility. It's not three things. It's really two things. It's an Akira and a Shinoi Rishos. But how do you do the Shinoi Rishos? Meiniach is the Shinoi Rishos. The Meiniach has to be the Shinoi Rishos.
It's never really it. It's just simultaneous with it.
It is it, because it's the same Maisa. It's the same Maisa. Even if you walk across and stop, that's the Hanacha too. There's that Maisa, the putting it down, it has to be simultaneous with the... it's going to be the same Maisa. I mean, the only question you could ask is, like, let's say the guy sticks his hand out. Right, what would be, I don't know what the luck would be like that. What if... interesting case. What if a balabas, right, sticks his hand outside and then walks to his hand? Right?
I mean, because he didn't do an actual...
So when he put his hand outside, that's not a Hanacha.
That was Shinoi Rishos, though.
It was Shinoi Rishos, but it's not a Hanacha.
Right.
Right? I don't even know what we would hold. Even Lamaskan, I don't know what the Hanacha would be. And then when he walks outside, so now when his body catches up to his hand, now it's Munach.
Just without an actual...
Right? But it's Munach after it's in the Rishos. Now it's too late. Stop me, Bipata. Lady, what do you think about that case? Or you'll say it's still in transit. Oh, then maybe you'll say that since his body and his hands are separated, so it's not Munach. It's not Munach. It's like it's in transit.
Right.
And then when he catches up, now he's Meiniach.
So what does that help?
That's you don't break it up. You view it.
It's still
like we were saying. It's still in transit.
Not Munach. We said all along it wasn't Munach. Only when he walks.
Right, but this case, according to this Havmina, would be a question. Right? According to this Havmina, he should be Pater. Because now you have a case with the Shinoi Rishos and precedes the Hanacha. And it's not omade, and it's not hanachas hag. Normally, it's going to either be that you're actually putting it down, or it's hanachas haguf, which is also hanacha.
I understand the resolution. I understand the question. They're separate, so you should be father.
But we don't hold that way. That would be according to the Talmud Mishnah Batur.
Okay, fine.
Right. Okay, so anyway, let's take the next case.
Well, what's the Gemara's response?
Oh, so the Gemara says, go ahead, right. What's the Gemara's response? Yes, so the Gemara says, no, you can't compare the cases at all. There's no comparison. Why? Because in your case of the five amos, if you would put it down any time from 4 to 5, you'd be chayav. If you'd put it down anywhere from 4 to 5, you'd be chayav, right? But over here, if you put it down from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, anywhere from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you're potter. Anywhere from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Yitzhak. So maybe what? So what's the problem, though? In other words, you can't prove from there that what? It's true you can prove from there that this is not a problem, right? Mm-hmm. But there's another problem you can't resolve from there. And what's that? Now, this is more user. That if there's a space in between that you can't put it down in, maybe that's a mafsik. In other words, the Gemara is very strange. Isn't the Gemara strange if you look at it after the fact, after the two cases? In other words, according to the first case, the Gemara had no problem with the fact that during those Dalet Amos, you can't put it down, right? The Gemara is just taking that as a given. Of course, that's not a problem. I actually have a proof. The proof is go 5 amos. The Gemara says not only is the 5 amos not a proof, but the 4 amos doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Had the Gemara bring? Shouldn't the Gemara bring first the 4 amos case, and then 5 amos case? I mean, like, it's something funny about the Gemara, right?
Right.
Saying if you can forget about the fact that it doesn't make sense up to 4 amos, then look at 4 to 5.
Great proof.
Then I have a great proof right. 4 to 5. But that's what I'm trying to say of you, that it's different problems. The first problem was trying to isolate the Maisa Hanocha itself. So you have to take for granted, you have to get a case of Shina Rishus.
Right.
Right? And that's what Tosis says. It could have just asked a regular case. Walking outside your door into the Rishus Rabbim and putting it down after 2 steps. Right? The first case in the Gemara was just trying to isolate maybe there's a din in the Hanocha itself. Right? Logically, that's the first question to ask. There's a problem in the Hanocha. That the Hanocha doesn't qualify as Hanocha, because Hanocha is not just putting it in the Rishus. The Hanocha is the Shina Rishus itself.
So how is the Gemara's response addressing that happening?
So the Gemara says, it's true that there's no problem in the Hanocha itself. You have a good hanacha when you go from 4 to 5, right?
But now the Shina Rishus is a problem.
But the problem is that what? The problem is that what?
What does that mean? What does it mean you have a good hanacha? Can you just elaborate that?
Yeah, you don't need the hanacha to be. The hanacha doesn't have to be the Shina Rishus itself. It could be the Shina Rishus happened at 4, and the hanacha happened at 5.
How is the Gemara's response saying that?
Because the Gemara is saying that's not a problem. No, what? Sorry?
I just thought, how is the Gemara's response saying that? Clearly, that we're rejecting this idea, that clearly. But I'm saying, what is it saying? No, it's not that. Rather, it is what? I just don't. Because of. I just
okay,
don't see what's the connection.
What is the Gemara saying? What? Let me have him. Yeah, what's the Gemara saying? Lo shna, midami hasam kolich demon achleib makom chiyuv hu makom chiyuv. So over here, that what? Yeah, you're right. The Gemara is saying a little different. The Gemara is saying like this, that you can't prove from the 4 to 5 that from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to the Karmel to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is chayav. Why? Because you have a different kind of a problem. From 4 to 5, you only take care of the problem of what?
That Hanacha
doesn't have to be the same thing as the Shina Rishus.
Right.
Right. That's not gonna go away. They proved that. The Hanacha does not have to be the same as the Shina Rishus. That you proved.
You are Chayev, okay.
Because
right.
You are Chayev.
Right.
Right,
okay.
The only thing is, there's another problem.
Right.
That, how do you know that while you're walking, right?
It dispelled that problem, okay.
We got rid of that problem. But there's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is, that there's a time that you're walking that you cannot put it down. And that from 4 to 5 doesn't show you anything. Right?
So what's that problem? What's that idea of that problem?
Yes, what's the idea for that problem? So that's what I was going to say next. That's the next case. Go ahead. Again, feed the answer, we'll try to figure the problem.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to say that. I'm the sub.
Okay, so if you want a case where you have a makom that in the middle you can't put it down, that you'll be putter if you put it down, but yet you chayev if you traverse, right? Go back to the basic case of Dalet Amos itself. Right? First thing, you're right. You can't really prove it from 4 to 5. Because 4 to 5, you chayev any time you put it down. It's true you don't need the anocha to be the shinoi, but it does have a better quality than the Rosh Hashanah Yachid through the Karmelis, because at least from 4 to 5, any time you put it down, you chayev. But while you're walking through the Karmelis, you're going to be putter. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll show you an example of that case too. What about if you walk 4 amos precisely? Right? So then what's the halacha? Go ahead. So over there, what's the halacha? I pick it up at 0, and I walk to 4. Now, any time from 0 to 4, if I put it down, I'll be putter. Right? But yet, once I get to 4 and I put it down, I'm chayev. So you see, we don't care that you did a hiluch that was incapable of creating chiyuv. That doesn't matter. So too here. Go ahead. Hachinami lo shna. Why? Because I pick it up, it says exactly the same description. I pick it up in the Rishus HaYachid. I walk in the Karmelis where if I put it down, I'll be pater. And then I actually put it down in the place of the Amchayev. So just like, it's exactly like Dalet Amos. It's a perfect analogy. Right? I picked it up. In both cases, I'm picking it up from a certain point. And I'm walking a certain distance that I cannot be chayev in. And then I put it down in the place and I'm chayev. So just the fact that I walked in between in the area that I can't be chayev doesn't prevent me from being chayev in the end. So what does that prove? That there's no hefsik in the hiluch. There's no hefsik in walking through a place that you can't be chayev in. I don't know, according to Tosas, the Gemara could just say, no, Slacha Moshe Zion. Right? Because even Ben Azai, everything falls, nothing works out in Dalet Amos. Okay, but the Gemara has a different answer. The Gemara doesn't have to resort to Slacha Moshe Zion. Go ahead.
Midami, Hasam Lagabe, Tehai Gavra, Makom Patahu, Lakuliyama, Makom Chivahu, Hacha Lakuliyama, Makom Patahu, Elamidi Have.
Stop. So the Gemara says, no, there's no comparison. Again, there's no comparison. Why? Because it's true that when the guy picks it up at 0, from 0 to 4, he cannot be chayev. If he stops anywhere from 0 to 4, you're right. He cannot be chayev. Right? And in that sense, it's the same as walking through the Karmelis. Right? The only thing is, if somebody started at negative 2, right, and put it down in his 2, right? Oh, this is where he started, and this is
right.
His Dalet Amos. But if someone started here, and his 4 would be here in between, he would be chayev. So there's nothing about the place that he can't be chayev in.
It's the guy.
But in the Karmelis, nobody could ever be chayev.
Why aren't you analyzing what the problem was with the Karmelis from the second answer? That they try to make an analogous to Besoch Dalet Amos.
Oh, yeah, okay, we skipped over that part? Yeah, I just wanted to get the whole thing first.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's Rashi says. Lekuli alma makam chiyav im yitlu chutz ledalid. If someone had taken it outside of his dalid, v'yani yichuhu kan, and put it here, sharei avir dalid shlamos. I mean, look, just because the question, the answer seems so strange, too. The answer is almost as strange as the question. Yeah, what's the question? What's the question, and what was the Gemara trying to prove from the Dalet Amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Yeah, go ahead. Do you want to say something, Matt, on this one?
You're right, that sounds more interesting before, but I haven't written it yet.
Maybe, Cesar?
Nope.
You were protesting or something?
No,
okay.
Didn't know how to approach this at all. I didn't have that method of trying to infer the
question
the
from the answer.
That's handy. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So what? So what's the Gemara saying over here? Gemara saying like this. That what? So what's the problem over here? The problem is that you do an Akira, and you're walking through a place that were you to be meiniach, you'd be pater. So what? So what? Right? So what's the problem with that? You're doing an Akira, right? And you're walking in a place that you can't not, that you cannot be meiniach in order to create chiyuv. That poses a problem. What is that problem? What is that problem? And the Gemara says, if I can show you that that's not a problem, then I have no problem by the Karmelis. Right? Now, what are you going to tell me by the Karmelis? That I'm picking it up in the Rishus HaYachid, and it's true, I'm putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim, correct? But there's a time when you can't put it down to be Chayav. Right? So I'll show you, now whatever problem that is, I'll show you it's not a problem from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin case itself. But what's that problem? How would you define that problem? So what, I can't put it down. So what, I can't put it down now. So what, I can't put it down now. And the Gemara seems to think that that exists even in the Dalet Amos itself.
That's right.
That problem would exist were it a problem. And the Dalet Amos Rabin shows you it's not a problem.
It shows you it's clearly not relevant to the fact that it's a different Rishus, because here it's all one Rishus.
So let's state it again in the reverse. Let's state the principle that the Gemara seems to be insisting on in the reverse. In order, back to the Shulchan, who is the Mechaber here? In order to be Chayev for Hotzah on Shabbos, you must pick it up in one Rishus. Now, we can no longer say you have to be Meiniach with the Shinei Rishus. Right? Mm-hmm. And we can't say just simply you have to be meniach it in another Rishus. So how would we say it?
The Chiyuv has to merge with the Shina
Rishus? But you're not Chayiv unless you put it down. Right? So we'll have to say like this. You have to put it down in the other Rishus, but there's a caveat. What's the caveat?
How'd you get there?
Can't do anything between.
No, you can, because you can walk 10 miles in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. In circles, at least. Chum problems. you can have butt in your little house. Yeah. Okay, so maybe I'll put it the other way. Yeah, so what would you say? What is the requirement? What is the requirement of this svara? What is the requirement? It's not that you have to put it down immediately. But what? It's not that you have to actually put it down immediately. But what?
You could have potentially put it down immediately.
But you have to be able to put it down any time. After you do the Shina Rishus. Right? In other words, you have to pick it up in one Rishus. You have to do a Shina Rishus. Right? And you have to be able to put it down any time after the Shina Rishus.
There's no Shina Rishus in this case. I don't get it.
Which case?
The within L'soch Dalet Amos. You didn't do a Shina Rishus. You
started. I was doing Hotzah. I'm doing my Hotzah case. I'm doing the Hotzah case.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wait, you mean
let's stick with the Hotzah. Hotzah, Rishus Yachad, Rishus Rab. Okay.
Okay.
And you'll see. That let's just focus on that case, because it's easier to get the principle from that case.
So
what kind of a principle is that?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, the chiyuv would be, in other words, the description of the malacha of Hotzah. In other words, what I'm trying to do over here is take each question formulate Hotzah according to that question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's this? What's the formulation of Hotzah according to this question? That you'd have to be ochre it from one Rishus, right? And meiniach it in the other Rishus, provided you could have made meiniach it anywhere after the Shina Rishus. Right, you have to be okered in one rishus, meiniach it anywhere in the second rishus. Doesn't have to be immediate; it could be any time in the second rishus, provided you could have been meiniach it at any time in between, in between the Shinoi and the Anacha. Right? Mm-hmm. So the Derech Stav would be Pater. Because it wouldn't fit that that principle, wouldn't fit that requirement. It wouldn't fulfill that requirement.
Could you say that?
So what is that requirement? Is that principle that would create a Hotzah like that? Yeah.
Along lines of what Matt was proposing originally, yeah. that in order to link the Akira to the Hanacha, right, you must have the at least the potential for the Hanacha, the Shina Rishus that you brought it into, has to be the Hanacha right there, has to be tied to that Akira. In other words, if the place you're bringing it to, if had you put it down there, you would have been Pater, so you wouldn't have accomplished an Akira from this Rishus to a Hanacha immediately that you're in a Rishus that you're Bichayev in. You did an Akira from one Rishus, and then you brought it into a Rishus where you couldn't be Chayev, and I'm just describing the case, but the problem with that is that your Akira is no longer linked to your Hanacha, because the Hanacha must be in the Rishus that you brought it, that the Akira was done to. Must be in the Rishus you immediately brought it out of.
Well, what kind of a, you mean in terms of what? In terms of a Tzirif?
Right. If the Hanacha isn't in the Rishus that you immediately brought the Chafetz out of,
right,
where the Akira was done to it, then you can't say that Akira is tied to that Hanacha.
You see, that's trying to take the other Svara, right? That the Hanacha has to create the Shinoi, and then just like cutting it a little slack, right? It doesn't have to actually create the Shinoi, but it has to have been able to create the Shinoi, right? But that's a totally different idea. You know what I'm saying? I commend you, because it's a good approach. Your mind should work that way, because that's like the next step. But I think that in this case it won't work. In other words, maybe I have you wrong, but I'm just projecting, because this is sort of like how I was thinking too. That the first one insisted that the Maisa has to actually be when you change the Rishus, right? Right. This one is like it's distant cousin. It doesn't have to actually be when you change the Rishus, mm-hmm. but it has to be able to be done when you change the Rishus. Right?
I was thinking slightly different. I mean, that's true also. I was saying
that
also.
You're saying in terms of the Hanacha, right?
The Hanacha, right.
But I was saying the only thing right. is that the first idea that it has to actually be done, that's a new idea in the Hanacha.
Right.
You can't substitute that with a potential idea. It just doesn't work.
Right.
It's a completely...
Then they're still two different things. Right.
Right? So you can't like say it's like the first svara modified. Once you change anything in that first svara, it's a completely different svara.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, no, I was saying something different. I was saying that the Hanacha has to be in the Rishus that is next to the Rishus where the Chefta was Oker from. Otherwise the Hanacha that you did is not connected to the Akira.
That's not true though.
Otherwise, the Hanacha that you did is not connected to the Akira. It's not connected to the Akira.
Just say
what
time?
You can go as far as you want. What do you mean? It could be 10 miles away.
But it has to be able to,
the
has to
Hanacha,
be done.
The Hanacha could be...
But what do you see does not relate to the Akira?
He's saying the Hanacha has to be done
in the Rishus next to where the Akira
next
was done
to where the Akira
in order
was done.
To say that this Hanacha is related to that Akira.
That's not true.
Which case is
that?
Yeah, but it's the same Rishus, he's saying.
It's not
still the Rishus of Rabin.
In terms of Hotzah, it's the same Rishus. Not in terms of Mavi or Dalai Lamas.
Okay. If Gabi's pointing out a problem, the different Dalai Lamas wouldn't constitute a different Rishus?
I mean, I would ask you, you're right, it would be same question. I'm just trying to think if I could construct this strange case. But, so what does that mean? What kind of a relationship, so what
I'm
is...
I'm not sure. I need more, I know.
See, maybe something like, what it seems to be saying is like, let's just go back to the basic principle that we're expressing. That the Akira again can be done anywhere. Right, it doesn't have to be done right next to the Shinoi Rishus. But the Hanacha must be able to be done anywhere after the Shinoi Rishus, right?
Okay.
Now, so what would be so terrible if you couldn't do it for 5 seconds? What would be so terrible?
Because you can't say that the Shinoi Rishus itself is not is not bringing about all the qualities that all the characteristics of the chiyuv. I mean, it's not that the hanacha has to be the shina rishus itself,
okay,
but that the shina rishus itself has to create all the qualities of chiyuv. It can't be that there's like that it's disjointed, that the shina rishus doesn't contain within it all the elements of chiyuv.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Shinoi Rishus, I mean, I think you're going in the right direction, getting away from the Tzirf questions. But I'm not sure if I understand what you mean. You understand what he means?
I think so. Right. Meaning, yeah, I'm going to see if I can express it differently, though.
In other words, how is it?
You can't make
case of that there's some quality of a Chiyuv of Otsah that isn't present in the Shinoi Rishus itself.
Okay.
Not that the hanacha has to be the shina.
So what is present when I take it across the Rishus Yachad, Rishus Rabban border, and I'm not meniach yet? What's present?
Oh, if you did do hanacha, there's in the shina Rishus that took place, the fact that potentially you could be chayav if the object just dropped to the ground right now, so that means that all the shina Rishus itself has all the elements that are necessary in order to create the chiyuv. But if you go through the Karmelis, so you have the Shinoi, but you don't have, you're still lacking the...
So that wasn't a good Shinoi, because
you go through the Karmelis. Do you agree with that?
You never have the
Shinoi. Right, you do, right, yeah, you don't have the Shinoi, right?
What's the Shinoi?
The Shinoi is the one that's mechayev you in the halacha, because now you've gone through, you've done a, well, I can't say.
You've done it in half steps.
You haven't done a Shinoi which is sufficient for the halacha.
Yeah. But who cares? I don't care what you were munachit there.
Right. Your idea of Shinoi.
Okay, right. So what does it matter?
I understand, but you weren't munachit there, so why does it matter?
Because now when you emerge into the Rishus HaRabin, right, then the Shinoi, it's true that you were Mishani Rishus of the thing, but not in the way that, not in a Shinoi Rishus that has the...
See, I'll ask you a question. I'll ask you a Chakir from your Marshal before. Now, is when I have the two dots, right, and we connect the dots, right, what do I have?
A line
segment, right?
Yeah.
We have a line segment. So it's not a din that I need a dot here and a dot there to connect the dots.
Right.
I'm not connecting dots, right?
Just drawing a line.
I'm making a line segment. Now, what's the difference, conceptually? The difference is what's the product over here? Is the product the main thing the line segment?
Right.
But I need a starting point and an ending point for a line segment, otherwise I just don't have it. But the main thing is the segment.
Mm-hmm.
Or is the main thing two dots that are related to each other?
Right. Is it a thing in its own right? Is it of significance?
So according to this svara, the main thing is the line segment. In other words, it's not that I need an Akira here. It's not that I need an Akira and a Rishus HaYachid and a Hanocha and a Rishus HaRabim. It's not that Hotzah has two distinct components, right? That I have to log in to the same Gavra has to log in two actions, right, in some related way.
He has to be engaged in a process.
He has to do two things to qualify his Maisa of Shinoi Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a point where he can't do one of them, then you can't consider that one continuous Maisa of Shinoi Rishus. In other words, the rule that you have to be able to be meniachet at any point is not a din of being mitstaref this hanocha to the Akira.
Right.
It's a din that I can't say that now I did a Maisa of Shinoi Rishus. In other words, this way, it's we're looking at it the opposite way that we normally think of it.
Right.
Normally we think of it as that there's two components to the malacha. There's an akira here and a hanocha there. Of course, they have to be related, right? That was the gemara we did a few months ago, right, where the object changes its size in between.
Mm-hmm.
That was the question of relating the akira and hanocha. But that's the way we normally look at it. You have to do an Akira here and an Anacha there. Of course, they have to be related. If I pick up object A here and I put down object B there, there's nothing, I didn't do anything. I need the same object. Why? Because I have to be mitzdarif this Akira to that Anacha. But essentially, it's two separate things. It's an Akira and a Anacha. And when we look at this case, we say, well, why shouldn't he be chayev? Was the object qualified by Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Yes. Was he ochre that? Yes. Did he give it a new quality of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Yes. He did everything. Right? But that's breaking it up. But that's saying the main thing is Akira and Hanacha. But what this Gemara is proposing is that really the Maisa is not two Maisas. It's not two Maisios of an Akira and Hanacha. It's one Maisa of Shinei Rishus. The only thing is, how do you create one Maisa of Shinei Rishus? By doing a continuous activity of Akira, of being Okeret and Meiniachet. That has to be one unified activity. If it's not one unified activity, then I never did a qualitative Maisa Shinoi. I did a two half Shinois. But I never produced in one Maisa, there was never one Maisa. That was the Akira and the Anacha are just two ways to quantify what I'm doing in the middle. You understand?
Yeah.
And if I can't do a Anacha somewhere, that shows you that I'm not doing that Maisa anymore. It's just an indication that I'm not involved in the Maisa of Shinei Rishus. It's not a psul in being mitzdari for the Anacha that I do later.
You're not doing that Maisa.
I'm not doing that Maisa. So the Gemara says... Right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, that would be the same thing. That would be the same thing. I could show you that it definitely is a mice, two mices from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because you cannot make it, there's no way to formulate Mavir Dalet Amos as one unified activity.
Yeah.
Can you try that out? Just why not?
Try it.
it's just illogical because it's not a Shinei Rishus at all. So you have to say it's an Akira over here and a Hanacha over there. You must define it in terms of Akiras and Hanachas. You can't say
what is the breakdown?
You can't say there's a transition. It's not a transitional type of Malacha. There's no transition. You know what I'm saying? There's no point that you can say the object made its transition.
Right before 4 and at 4, no?
So then I'll move it up closer to the 4 first before I get started. Won't work. Then you have to go more. You have to go 4 more. Let's say I say, well, if I take it from here to here, I'm chayev. So let me first take it to here. Then I'll only have to take it to here. Nope. The goalpost just moved.
So don't you have the problem regularly?
Chasing the carrot.
Don't you have the problem anyways in Rosh Hashanah if you were starting 10 feet beforehand?
No, because as long as I can always do an Akira or a Hanacha, it's still one Maisa. This Maisa is a Maisa of transition as long as I could always be involved in one or the other. In other words, how do I define the Maisa as one Maisa when there's two activities?
Because you could have stopped at the border. And
when I could at any time be involved in either one. But if there's a third thing that I have to be involved in now, you can't say I'm involved in that Maisa anymore.
Here the border is always moving, so you can never be up to it such that your Akira will be right before you walked across.
So the Gemara says there's no comparison still. Let me just throw this one thing in and we'll try to finish it up tomorrow. Think about it. I agree with David. It's a little confusing. But the Gemara says, no, you can't compare the cases. Because in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's true I can't put it down. But the reason I can't put it down, I mean, ultimately you're right that Dalet Amos is not a proof. So, you know, that's why it's a little confusing over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, ultimately David is right. Dalet Amos is not a good proof. But you have to know why it's not a good proof.
So it's going to be a different idea.
Because the Gemara is saying, goes over there by Dalet Amos. It's not that the area makes it impossible for me to put it down. Not there's an intrinsic idea in the Mokom that makes it impossible to put it down. It's the guy. But over there, nobody could do it. Okay? Meaning to say...
Two ideas of what would break this Maisa Shinoi.
Meaning to say that the idea, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is not... That's... There's a difference. I'll just tell you what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying there's a difference. Even though two guys can't do a Hanacha, right? That doesn't mean they're suffering from the same problem.
Right.
Okay.
Different things could constitute to break that Misa Shina.
That's right. If it's intrinsic in the description of the Misa, the reason why he can't do the Hanukkah now in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is because that's not the tzura of his right. of the Malacha.
And he's always really involved in that thing.
Then he is always involved in that
that's
thing.
The shear of
and the proof Malacha. Is that somebody else could put it down here. It's not that this Mokom won't receive a Misa of a Hanukkah.
It's not his.
Just not his, because his description of his Misa is an extended Akira Hanukkah. That's the very definition. You can't bring a proof on a Havara, which is an extended Akira Hanukkah, to a transitional Akira Hanukkah, which is Hotzah. In other words, the Gemara saying you can't prove from Hotzah, you can't prove anything from Mavadal Ramas to Hotzah. Because they're two different types of Havara. They're two different types of Hotzah. Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a transitional Maisa. So then I can say if he's going through a Mokom where nobody can do a Hanukha, then his Maisa is not a transitional Maisa. Right?
Okay. Right.
But Mavadal Ramas is not a transitional Maisa. There's no point that we're saying the guy has to transition through. It's that his Akira and his Hanukkah by definition have to be separated by Dalai Lama's. In other words, his Hanukkah is not ripe yet. That it's not that he can't do a Hanukkah here. It's only a hefsik when you could do when you should be able to do a Hanukkah and you can't for a certain reason. Right? But if the let's think about it. But that's what the Gemara is saying. That if somebody else can do a Hanukkah here, you can't say that the problem is that the mice that the area is mufka from a Hanukkah.
Okay, who cares if the area is mufka from a Hanukkah or not? We're talking about the mice of Shin Rishos. One guy. Who cares?
The Gemara is saying that the Mavrid Dalad Amos is not a Hotzah of Shin Rishos at all.
Shina
Rishus means that there's
so
a
can't
point.
Proof
Shina Rishus demands there's a point where the whole thing occurs.
Right.
It has to be able to isolate a point, and I'll prove it to you. Wherever you show me the point is, I can get closer to it, and I can make it and I can make my Maisa Hotzah smaller by getting closer to it, right? But by Mavadal Adam, it's not possible. The closer you get, the further you have to walk. Right, so it shows you the whole nature is not a transitional nature. So you're trying to prove to me that there's not a problem in Hotzah from Dalet Amos, right? You're trying to prove me from Hotzah that it's not a problem, that it's a transition, that there's no point of transition. And you're trying to prove to me from Dalet Amos, but for Dalet Amos is not a Maisa transition at all. So maybe by Hotzah, which is a transitional Malacha, you need that point of transition. And by Marva Dalet Amos, it's just not a transitional Malacha. As we're showing you, by Dalet Amos, you must say that it's defined by an Akira here and a Hanukkah there. Right? So therefore, all Hotzah is defined simply by Akira and Hanukkah. That was the Gemara trying to prove. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove to me that all Hotzah is defined by Akira and Hanukkah from Marva Dalet Amos. Marva Dalet Amos says that's the only way to formulate it. Because it's not a transition. There's no point that you say he crossed the line.
He has to go for Amos.
He has to go for Amos.
Right.
Not that he has to cross a line somewhere. Because then if there was crossing a line, he can get closer to it. And then be over by doing two Amos. But you'll never be able to do that. So intrinsically, it's not a transitional type of malacha. But Hotzah is. That's exactly, maybe that's the definition of Hotzah. The transition.
So in the Havamina, though, then what?
When in the Havamina, I was just trying to show you, I can prove to you that in the Malacha of Hotzah, there is an idea that you can separate an Akira from Hanukkah, and that you can define it by Akira and Hanukkah.
You know, this and not the
transition. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's because that's a different type of a Hotzah. Maybe there are two types of Hotzah. And in that Hotzah, you don't look at the transition, because it's not possible to have a transition. But in this Hotzah, there is.
And therefore,
if you go through the Karmelis, you lack the transition. But there's not a problem. There's a difference in lacking a transition when it's not capable of transition, and lacking a transition when it should have the transition.
Can you just say again, how are you defining what the problem is that you have a makom that you won't be chayiv in if you dropped it there?
That you can't say now,
you
can't take that line segment and say,
The entire time the guy was walking, he was involved in the same thing. What was he involved in? Transition. No, it's not true. Because there was a point where he couldn't be involved in transition. The simplest way to express it is that way. To me.
Why wouldn't it is transition, it's just...
No.